Hello, everyone. Connor here, back at it again with Science Unscripted.
Gabe here, too.
We have your questions and also a couple of reader emails that we're going to address today. First one, and this is Elizabeth, by the way, writing in. She says, my question is, when considering the number of tests done in a country and the number of positive tests, does any reporting authority differentiate between the tests done to people who are feeling unwell or who have, you know, pretty clearly been exposed to someone who has now tested positive, and those who just have to be tested basically every couple weeks or every week because they work in a hospital, a nursing home, or seniors' residential home? Elizabeth, the answer is no, and I wish it were yes.
Unfortunately, yep.
This question comes up a lot. At one point, Argentina reported a positive test rate of 76%. I almost jumped out of my seat.
No.
It made it seem like everyone in the country...
Last week, Poland was at 42.
I mean, right.
It's getting really serious. The positivity rates, but that's obviously the amount of tests being done taking into account.
Right. And it could be that they only test when they are almost, you know, 90% or 76% certain that that person is infected with COVID-19. The counterexample to that, the recent one, Slovenia, recently in a single
half
day
the population.
Tested half its population. All 50% of the people. And so you know there that the positivity rate is going to be much lower in that case. So no, I'm not aware of a metric out there. If any of our listeners know where to find this information, please send it to us, su@dw.com. I want to get that kind of information.
Yeah, we need that information. Another email. This is coming in from Denise Clark. She was referring to the thing we did on grief. We had two episodes last week about grief. She said, love your show. I suggest you talk to Brené Brown and David Kessler about this process.
Other podcasts?
Brené Brown's podcast with him was very helpful to me. And that was called Unlocking Us, that podcast. I'm going to check that out. I haven't had time to do it yet. Thank you very much, Denise, for letting us know about that. We will check that out.
Yeah, so on to a question. One question, and I'm going to be honest here. This was a question I had, and it got answered way more quickly than I expected. The question was, you probably have heard about the 15 to 17 million mink being culled in Denmark because of a new strain of the coronavirus known as Cluster 5. This is a mutated virus strain. Scary news for a lot of people. And the question I had was, you know, with this new, this announcement from Germany and from the US, this BioNTech Pfizer vaccine, would it also work for the Cluster 5? Kind of a half answer to that question. Danish authorities have taken a Danish vaccine candidate and tested it on rabbits who were intentionally infected with the mink
cluster 5 strain,
and it worked. It appears to be working. So that's a positive development. It's a sign that a vaccine candidate can potentially be effective
against
that strain. That strain as well. Again, we're talking about different vaccines here, but a sign that you don't have to be as fearful that this mutated form is going to be the one that, you know, can't be treated or something.
Super complex question there, but looks good.
Looks good.
The next question is, who's going to be taking this vaccine, or are enough people going to be taking it? And this is a study out of London, the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. And they were looking at what misinformation does to people when it comes to whether they will take the vaccine. They looked at 8,000 people. So 3,000 of those people were shown misinformation, so conspiracy theories and all kinds of stuff saying that you should definitely not take the vaccine, otherwise it's going to mess with your life in some way or another between June and August. Another 3,000 were not shown that kind of information.
And just to be clear, they took normal people, split them into groups, and then blasted them with the misinformation, right?
So for 2 months straight, 3 months straight, they're hearing about how horrible a vaccine is going to be. Okay, in that first group, before anything happened, 54% of people in Britain said they would take the vaccine.
Before the study, before the experiment.
Yeah, so the two groups were, one was in Britain, one was in the States. Mm-hmm. The people in Britain, 54% said they would take it. And after that, that number dropped by 6 percentage points.
Okay, so the misinformation caused...
So by the end of August...
6 percentage point drop.
Yeah.
People willing to take a vaccine.
That group said they would definitely not take it.
Wow.
And in America, listen to this, in the United States, before anything began, 41% said they would take the vaccine.
That's already low.
And it jumped only by 2%.
Jumped or dropped?
It dropped. So it went from 41 down to 39%. That means fewer Americans before anything happened would be down for a vaccine. And after hearing conspiracy theories for 2 weeks, a much smaller drop than the British population.
What's the number like in Germany?
Right now it's at 58. But they weren't in on this study, mm-hmm. so we don't know what misinformation does to Germans, but a lot more Germans compared to Britain, well, 58 sure. to 54, and 58 to 41 compared to the United States.
Last thing on vaccines. I found this interesting. Take this with a grain of salt because it's an exclusive report in the German daily Tagesspiegel that has not been confirmed.
Berlin newspaper, yeah.
Yeah, apparently it comes, the source is the Paul Ehrlich Institute here in Germany. They do medical regulation, which includes vaccines and biomedicines. And the news is that there may be, at least here in Germany, not just the coronavirus app, like the one I have on my phone.
The Corona Warn app?
Exactly. But we may soon get a corona vaccine app.
And telling you how the percent of the population that has taken the vaccine?
No. What it would allow you to do is once you get vaccinated, once you get pricked in the arm, you have this app installed. And over the next couple of days, you use that app to indicate which symptoms you have. Because let's face it, as you vaccinate millions and millions, tens of millions of Germans, you're not going to be able to follow up on with all of them. Hey, what were the side effects? That's a way to figure it out.
Of course, it's real time, you can check out what people are dealing with because of taking the jab.
I don't think you, the end user, would see any of the results, but somebody somewhere would be able to use this treasure trove of data to see how people are dealing with, with this vaccine. Basically, which percentage have no side effects at all? You know, they get pricked in the arm, 2 days later, they feel great. Which ones, kind of like the flu vaccine, end up feeling hungover or slightly feverish over the couple of days? It would be a fantastic way for scientists to find out what actually happens to people after getting a vaccination. And again, this is a rumor, but I like the idea. There may be some privacy concerns that have to be ironed out, as they were with the original coronavirus warning app. But let's see if that pans out.
And if you've got any other questions, get in touch. SU@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.